Just wanted to note before Sarah starts her presentation at, we'll have a 15-minute break after her presentation, and I believe we have two more speakers, and then at 4:45, UT has put together a video tribute to Professor Smith, Ernest Smith. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Sarah Judge. She's a shareholder at Cotton Bledsoe in Midland. She has a diverse practice which covers employment law as well as oil and gas, and she's going to speak on MSA agreements as far as indemnities, Texas versus New Mexico. With that, I'll turn it over to her. Thank you.
Well, guys, it seems like the standard for boring today may be COPA, and I may not beat it. But I will do my best, and no matter what, we have a break after this, so you'll see it in the best light possible. As you mentioned, my name is Sarah Judge. I'm from Midland, Texas, and I practice at Cotton Bledsoe. This April, we all know some things to be sure. Hopefully, most of us will pay our taxes. I think based on the name tags I've seen, everyone here will probably see an eclipse. And eventually, as long as our clients are operating in the oil field, they will be involved in likely a very expensive and costly incident in the oil field. And as a result, our clients, these companies, have taken great steps to draft contracts with indemnification provisions for their protection, with the goal to maximize their protection and obtain the broadest form of indemnification. That has taken many forms, primarily oftentimes a unilateral indemnification provision, a knock-for-knock provision, where an employer was providing for their own employee regardless of the source of the incident, regardless of the cause or the negligence that caused that damage. And this is really great. It's really simple. It's easy to administer, but it had some problems. Small contractors, due to the economic realities of what we do, couldn't support these demands at times. Additionally, there was some opinions that operating like this with these unilateral provisions was preventing the creation, application, and implementation of appropriate safety standards. So, as we all know, various states, including Texas and New Mexico, and for you Houstonians, Louisiana, have implemented the Oil Field Anti-Indemnity Acts. And while the goal of these acts is the same, to render these provisions, unilateral indemnification provisions, void, that's essentially where the similarities end, creating a bit of a logistical nightmare and job security for some of us, as companies are attempting to, in many cases, operate on either side of the Delaware Basin with oftentimes the same set of documents and oftentimes employees on rigs from either state, leaving them to ask, how much indemnification do I have? How much protection do I have? And oftentimes without a very clear answer. So we're going to talk about, number one, the underlying public policy concerns behind these various acts in Texas and New Mexico, the agreements that they're covered, and then the indemnification provisions in each state that potentially run afoul and are therefore voidable. And then, of course, some practical concerns, particularly for you transactional lawyers out there, to save some of us litigators some gray hair. Now, first is the public policy issue. Now, these two states approach these issues so differently, despite the similar names and the similar goals. As we all know, here in Texas, contracts are king in almost every realm, and it's no different here. The Texas public policy goal of the Oilfield Anti-Indemnity Act is to allow sophisticated parties, like our clients, to have the contract that they bargained for and for that contract to remain enforceable. Conversely, in New Mexico, focuses on safety over the freedom to contract. They believe and have continued to reinforce that belief over and over again, is that if you allow a company or an operator or a subcontractor to be protected from their own negligence, they will not be incentivized to create a safe workspace, and therefore they will take great pains to void indemnity, unilateral indemnity agreements wherever they can.